Why does the town of Taiji cull thousands of dolphins?
Well, there are two reasons that they usually give. One is that this is part of a tradition going back, right back to the early 1600s. There's a whale museum in Taiji, and there's evidence there that the local fishermen were hunting both whales and dolphins, way back as 400 years ago. So they say this is an important part of the town's cultural fabric, and that they should be allowed to continue that. They also say there are financial reasons. An average size bottlenose dolphin can fetch up to about $500 a piece. But other dolphins that could possibly be trained and used at dolphin shows, at aquariums, marine parks, places like that, can fetch as much as US dollars. So there's obviously some financial incentives for them to hunt dolphins. The other reason, and conservationists say this isn't particularly convincing, but one of the reasons they say they have to continue the culls is that there are simply far too many dolphins. Taiji is located on the southern coast of Wakayama Prefecture, which is on the Pacific coast. It's a 4-6 hour train journey south of Tokyo. It's a long way south. They say the waters off the coast of Taiji have a large population of dolphins, and unless they keep those populations under control, the dolphins or pilot whales, which are the largest member of the dolphin family, will eat all the fish and ruin their livelihoods in that way. What the critics see as the needless slaughter of these cute and intelligent mammals, the local fishermen see as an exercise in pest control more than anything else.
Now, you've seen this happening, Justin. It's a pretty gruesome spectacle, isn't it?
It is. The Guardian's trip to Taiji coincided with the first hunt and cull of the current season, which began at the beginning of this month and will run through to sort of January, February next year. What they do is they round up dolphins out in the open seas. They bang sticks together under the water in order to disrupt the dolphins' very sensitive sonar systems. They then drag them back with nets into a larger cove and leave them there overnight, supposedly to calm down. But I stood on a beach and watched those dolphins after they'd been brought back to the main cove. They certainly didn't look very relaxed to me. Then early the next morning, just after sunrise, they are taken to a couple of inlets either side of the main cove, places that are very difficult to get to, very difficult to see unless you clamber through the undergrowth and perch on the top of the cliffs above. They drag them backwards through the water and then beneath a tarpaulin covers that they've erected so as to deter photographers and other people, activists in particular. And they then use knives and spears to kill the dolphins in the water. That's why, within a few minutes of the beginning of the slaughter, the sea, which is usually a beautiful emerald green colour, begins to turn a very deep shade of red.
What's the reaction of the international community to this?
Well, pressure's mounting on Taiji. And I shouldn't really mention some of the other places in Japan that slaughter dolphins. It isn't just Taiji. Over the next 6 months, they'll probably kill about 2,300 dolphins in Taiji, but that's part of a 20,000 dolphin cull that will take place in places around Japan over the next half a year. So there are other places that do that. It's not just confined to Taiji, but international pressure. The focus is really on Taiji because of the release of a film called The Cove. It's a documentary that was made by activists using sort of hidden underwater cameras, remote control helicopters fitted, model helicopters fitted with cameras. That film's been released in the US, Australia, parts of Europe, but it won't be released in the UK until next month. But that certainly galvanised the international community. There have been reports of the Taiji slaughter in recent years, but this has really brought it out into the open. Indeed, in Australia, the town of Broome on the Australian coast, which was a sister town of Taiji, has suspended sister town relations for as long as the dolphin culls take place. So pressure is mounting, but at the same time, the fishermen and the people of Taiji are really digging in. They're absolutely determined not to have what they see as an important part of their local economy and their local culture affected by people who they say just fail to understand the importance of that, of whaling to their particular community.